Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you break free from self-doubt, shift your mindset, and create a life that feels aligned and purposeful. So today, I wanted to ask you this. Have you ever started a goal, maybe a workout plan, morning routine, or that passion project, and you're all in at first? But then life, of course, starts lifing and it gets in the way. The excitement fades, and before you know it, it's collecting dust on your to-do list. You tell yourself, I'll start again on Monday. I'll start again next week. But Monday comes and goes, and that new me you were working on, she's waiting yet again. Sound familiar? Girl, I feel you. I used to live in that cycle. But here's the shift that changed everything for me. Motivation is a feeling. Discipline is a choice. And your future is built on the choices you make, even when you don't feel like it. So today we're going to talk about why motivation is keeping you stuck and what to use instead, how to build self-discipline like a muscle, and a five-step system to stay consistent even when your energy is low, your mindset is messy, and your mood might be off. So grab your iced coffee, cozy up in your hoodie, and let's get into this. This is about to shift something inside you. Let's start here. Motivation is not your problem. The problem is that you keep waiting to feel like doing something before you do it. Let me break it down. Motivation is temporary. It's like a spark. It'll get you started, but it won't keep the fire going. And it definitely won't show up on the days when you're tired, overwhelmed, or self-doubting. Motivation is emotion-based. Your motivation changes with your mood, your sleep, your cycle, your stress. That's why some days you're inspired, and other days you can't even open up the damn planner. Motivation also creates inconsistency. If you only act when you're motivated, you'll always struggle to stay consistent. You don't need a better to-do list. You need a better relationship with discipline. Here is something that I want you to know. Discipline isn't about being rigid, robotic, or perfect. It's about showing up for the woman you're becoming, even when you don't feel like it. So let's unpack what discipline really is. Discipline is a skill. It's not a trait. You're not born with it. You have to build it, just like a muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it's going to get. Discipline builds self-trust. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, even a small one, you tell your brain, I can count on me. And that changes your entire identity. Discipline is self-love in action. It's not punishment, it's devotion. It's saying, I care about my future enough to make aligned choices today. So now are you ready for the how? Let's make it real. Here's my five-step method to build sustainable, soul-aligned discipline. Hey love, real quick, if you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Step 1. Identity before action. Don't just ask, what do I want to do? Ask, who do I want to be? Instead of, I want to work out, say, I am the woman who honors her body. Instead of, I want to get organized, say, I am a woman who manages her time with purpose. Your habits are a reflection of your identity. Start thinking like her now. Step 2. Set non-negotiables and eliminate decisions. Discipline doesn't mean doing every single thing. It means doing the right things on repeat. So create minimum daily standards that you don't negotiate with, like a 10-minute movement, one journal prompt, one focused hour on your goal. Make it a ritual, not a question. Step 3, the 2-minute rule. If something feels heavy, start small, like ridiculously small. Want to write a book? Open the document and write one sentence. Want to clean your space? Set a 2-minute timer. Want to meditate? Take 3 deep breaths. Because starting creates momentum, and momentum creates motivation. Most likely when that 2-minute timer goes off, you're going to want to keep going. Step 4. Build external accountability. Don't rely on willpower, girlfriend. Build systems. Use habit trackers or streak calendars. Join a group chat with friends for check-ins. Set reminders on your phone with affirmations like, she's becoming her. Habit stack like a queen. After I brush my teeth, I will say my affirmation. Put them one on top of the other. You know you're going to brush your teeth when you wake up, so add on saying your affirmations to that habit. And eventually, that will become a habit too. It's habit stacking. Step 5. Celebrate the process, not just the outcome. I'm so big on this one. Track your wins, reflect on your growth, validate your effort. Say out loud, I'm proud of myself for showing up for me today. Journal one way I honor my future self today was blank. Reward equals reinforcement. Your brain needs to feel good about discipline or it won't stick. Let me get real and vulnerable with you for a second. I used to start everything with so much motivation, like so much. I'd make a whole plan, get new notebooks, wake up at 5 a.m. on a Monday. But when Wednesday or Thursday would hit, I was drained and I would completely crash out. The motivation was gone. The habits, they're falling apart. And I would tell myself, I'll restart next week. I lived in the cycle of starting over, and it honestly crushed my confidence. I swore something was wrong with me. It seemed everyone else could complete all their tasks and their to-dos and stick to all their habits, but for some reason, I couldn't. And that was until I made the shift. I stopped trying to be perfect. I started focusing on one thing, showing up for myself daily. Even when I didn't feel like it, I realized for me that just focusing on one habit or just one step of a thing I needed to do, it actually helped me. My brain is wired to look at all the steps it takes for the big picture, and that always overwhelmed me, and I would crash out every single time until I realized that for me personally, I needed to start with just one thing or one step to focus on. And not everything else. And that helped me so much because it's easier to start sticking with one promise to yourself daily or doing one step of something that you need to get done. Now, discipline isn't something I force. It's something that I'm super proud of. Because every small action says, I matter, my future matters, my word to myself matters. And if you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. You don't need to be more motivated. You need to start treating yourself like someone worth showing up for. Let me repeat that one more time. You don't need to be more motivated. You need to start treating yourself like someone worth showing up for. All right, my love. That's it for today's episode. I hope this wasn't just inspiring, that it was also activating. You are worthy of consistency. You're capable of discipline. You don't need to wait to feel ready. Just start, my girl. Now I want to hear from you. Screenshot this episode. Tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective and share what's one small way you're committing to showing up for yourself today, even if you don't feel like it. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode that helps you glow up from the inside out. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and remember, the version of you who's disciplined, focused, and confident, she's not far away. She's already inside of you. Start showing up like her today. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.